Kathy Davidson. I'd like you to join me and the ministers of music from Water of Life Church here in Plano, Texas, as we minister the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, which is the power of God. Before I begin, I want to invite you to my website, www.kdwol.com. That is KD as in Kathy Davidson, W-O-L as in Water of Life, where you can listen again to my messages, download the music free of charge, or view my video broadcasts. That is www.kdwol.com. You can also watch Dole Davidson, the Water of Life music ministers, and me on the Scene Network, World Harvest Television, Sundays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. If you have DirecTV, that is on channel 367. If you have Dish Network, you will find us on channel 217. Lissy is also available on other cable networks. Please check your schedule. In addition, we will be on television in Joplin, Missouri on KODE channel 12, beginning Sunday, July 5th, from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. with all the Water of Life ministers. We're preaching and ministering in song. I want to tell you a story, the perfect example of long-suffering. It happens to be about a man that I met, the father of the head of this ministry, Dole Davidson. Law Luther Davidson married Alba Sarah Miller in 1927. Alba's father, Lyle's father-in-law, was Frank Miller. Frank Miller was a strawberry farmer, a son of a Civil War cavalryman, a great sandlot baseball pitcher, a constable, a hater of communism, and a deep lover of this country. Some considered him a hard man. Frank was not afraid to stand up to anyone. But Lyle knew that Frank did not know Jesus. In his later years, Frank Miller ended up in the hospital for 9 weeks. As anyone can remember, for almost every night, Lyle Davidson would spend the night in the hospital, sitting in a chair next to Frank, praying and talking with his father-in-law all night long. He would leave in the morning and then go to work. Weeks went by, praying, talking to his father-in-law. Why? He wanted to be sure. He wanted to be sure that Frank Miller would go to be with Jesus. Jesus states in John 15:13, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Night after night, Lyle spent his nights in the hospital. While still in the hospital, weeks into his stay, Frank's wife died and was buried. Lyle didn't stop. Then on July 20th, 1964, while Lyle was seated next to him, Frank called out to him, Lyle, Lyle, Jesus is standing at the foot of my bed. With those words, Frank died. Do you think Lyle accomplished what God put in his heart to do? To deliver a man to heaven. What a blessed assurance. Lyle Luther Davidson himself died in February 1996. His daughters told them that they believed he needed to go to a nursing home. Lyle answered them with, let me go home and consider it. He talked to each of his children, Dole included, sat back in his chair with one of his daughters at his side, closed his eyes, and off he went. He went to be with Jesus. That's what he and his Heavenly Father thought about a nursing home. He is now in the heavenly Jerusalem along with his father-in-law, Frank Miller. I have a great song that'll go right along with this. Somebody Touched Me. Ministered for us by the Brown Brothers. Let God minister to you.
Many years he walked in darkness as he groped along the streets. His hands stretched out for pennies or for just a bite to eat. It's the story of the blind man when Jesus walked his way and
And when the masters touched, the man looked up as the scoffers heard him say, somebody touched me, somebody touched me. I was blind, but praise his name, I now can see. I was in darkness when Jesus found me, but since he touched me, I now am free. One day he touched the crippled man, and today he walks again. And now the master saw with pleasure he had labored not in vain. Like the story of the blind man, I once was bound by sin, but since the master came, oh praise his name, thank God I now can say, somebody touched me, somebody touched me. I was blind, but praise his name, I now can see. I was in darkness when Jesus found me, but since he touched me, I now am free. Somebody touched me, somebody touched me. I was blind, but praise his name, I now can see. I was in darkness when Jesus found me, since he touched me, I now am free. I was in darkness when Jesus found me, but since he touched me, thank God I'm free. Thank God I'm free.
Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. It says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, that includes when he wasn't a man, when he was a man, and then when he was resurrected. And he is still the same today. Jesus never changed. You know how I know that Jesus never changed from being a man on the earth to after he was resurrected? That his personality never changed? Because if you look, after Jesus was resurrected, his disciples treated him the same way as they did before he went to the cross. They talked to him the same. They handled him the same. They talked to him the same. That was a real blessing to me. And you know, in Ephesians, it says that we may know him and the power of his resurrection. Now, I'm going to share something tonight that some of you already got it. You already have it. But there are some of you, and I was one of them, that didn't get it until God gave it to me. And I want you to turn with me to Mark 10. We're going to look at Jesus, a part of this, I guess you could say his personality, his demeanor. And I'm going to begin Mark 10, verse 13. This is Jesus. This is your Savior. This is the one that died for you on the cross. This is the one you go to when you need help. Listen. Verse 13, and they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased. Much displeased. And he said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of heaven. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. Now look what Jesus does. And he took them up in his arms. He just didn't tap them on the head and say, bless you. All right? He took them up in his arms and he put his hands on them. He put his hands on the children. This is your Messiah. All right, let's go to the next one. Let's go to Mark 1, verse 40. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him and saying, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. Now, if you're young and you don't know what leprosy is, it's a disease that attacks your arms, your fingers, your legs, your toes, and it destroys them. And if it doesn't get stopped, your limbs may fall off. It's that bad. And back in those days, if you had that disease, you were not allowed to go near anybody. Anybody. You weren't allowed to touch anybody. You weren't allowed to get close to anybody. You were kept away. In fact, they had leper colonies where you weren't even allowed to interact with anybody. So this leper came to Jesus, beseeching him, kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus, our Messiah, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him. You know what that word touched means? It means to fasten oneself to. To fasten oneself to. So Jesus didn't reach out and just touch him with a finger. He got a hold of the man. He got a hold of the man and he said, I will be thou clean. And he got a hold of him, and as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. I want you to notice here, Jesus wasn't afraid to touch the leper. Hallelujah. He was not at all afraid to touch the leper. Wasn't afraid to reach out and grab him. Next one, Matthew 14. We're going to go to verse 25. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were slightly troubled. They were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if thou wilt, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And Jesus said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water. Notice, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And notice what Jesus does. It said, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. That word actually means to seize with your hands. So Jesus grabbed Peter, wasn't afraid to touch a human, grabbed him. And he said to Peter, I like this, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, so they were come into the ship together. When as a little kid, I always thought that Jesus kind of drug him along in the water, but it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. Peter got up and walked back in the boat with him. But the thing I want you to see is Jesus seized him with his hands, grabbed Peter, grabbed him. This is our Messiah. Next one, Luke 13, verse 11. And behold, there was a woman which had an spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could no wise lift up herself. When I was very young, when we first moved to Ohio, there was a woman that lived right down the street from me, not 50 yards, that was in this condition. She walked like this. She could not stand up. She had a cane that was about a foot tall, and this is how she walked. I remember her very well. It said, and there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, notice she didn't come to him. He saw her. And he called her to him and said, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her. Laid his hands on her. He didn't just touch her. He laid his hands on her. And immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Jesus wasn't afraid. He didn't hesitate to touch the woman. He wasn't hesitating to put his hands on her. He didn't mind touching her. He didn't mind holding her, seizing her, grabbing her. This is our Messiah. This is our Messiah. This is not the Messiah I was taught when I was a little girl. I didn't think Jesus would touch you. I didn't think that, I thought that Jesus kept himself about 6 feet away from everybody and he'd never touch anybody because we were all unclean and Jesus was too clean to touch us. That's not what this word says, is it? Next one, Mark 6, 56. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the street and besought him that if they might touch as it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. You know what? He wasn't afraid for you to touch him. He didn't hold you off at a distance. Jesus wasn't afraid that you'd come up and touch him. Isn't that a glorious thing? You can approach the man. These people approached him. And what is it? The one time he was walking through the down the street and all the people were thronging him and he said, somebody touched me. And his disciples said, somebody touched you? He said, everybody's touching you. And you were asking, somebody touched you? Do you notice that they were thronging him? Everybody was trying to put their hands on him. And he didn't care. He didn't care. Next one, John 13. This one got me. Verse 21. This is Jesus at the Last Supper. When Jesus had said thus, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now, there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, John. It says John was leaning on his bosom, leaning on his chest. They're at dinner. They're at the Last Supper. Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross. And John has his head on Jesus' bosom. Amen. On Jesus' bosom. And you know what? They knew who Jesus was at this time. They knew this was the Son of God. They knew he was the Messiah. They had heard Jesus said it. They'd heard Peter say it. They knew this was the Messiah. And yet John had laid his head on Jesus' breast. And it goes on. And it said, Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask of whom it was he spoke. He then laying on Jesus' breast said unto him, Lord, who is it? You know, the man must have looked up at him. Laying on his breast, that's your Messiah. That is your Messiah. He is not afraid for you to approach him. He is not at all afraid for you to approach him. He doesn't at all mind that you approach him. He doesn't mind if you reach out and touch him. That's our Messiah. Amen. You know why? He's already borne your sin. He's already borne everything you've done. He's borne your sin. He bore your iniquity. He bore your perversities. He bore every sickness and disease that you ever could have. He doesn't mind that you touch him. I didn't know that. I do now. Last one, Luke 24, verse 38. Yeah, let's start in 36. This is Jesus after he was resurrected. This is after he's resurrected. He said, and as they thus spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted and supposed they had seen a spirit. Boy, they were same way in the boat. And he said to them, why are you troubled and why thoughts arise in your hearts? He said, behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me. Handle me. He has been risen from the dead. And he says, handle me. Touch me. I remember the day that Jesus was ministering these to me. Actually, it was a couple days. And he was, every time I opened up the Gospels, the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I saw where Jesus was handling somebody, where he was picking up the children, or he was touching somebody, or he was grabbing them, or something like that. And every time I looked at it, the Spirit of God was ministering to me, this is the Jesus, this is Jesus. Not the one that you know, this is Jesus. And I remember I was praying about this, and God was working out some things in my heart, and I was standing in a small room. I was praying to Jesus, and Jesus said, Kathy, reach out and touch me. Reach out and touch me. I said, I can't. I couldn't. Those days, I couldn't. And you know what? He said, Kathy, reach out and touch me. And you know what? I put my hand out. I finally got the strength to put my hand out. And my hand touched the wall. But my heart touched Jesus. And the power of God flooded me. Flooded me. And I went to my knees. But I never lost the touch on the wall. I went to my knees. And you know what? The power of God started setting me free from religious rejection, from being rejected, that God would reject me, that he put me off, that he put me aside. You know, I've got something in my spirit right now. There is a certain person listening to me, I don't know who you are, that's got PTSD? Reach out your hand and touch him. He's right there. He is approachable. You can reach out and touch him. He is right there, and he's right in front of you. He is no further away from you than your arm and the name of Jesus. He is no further away from you than your arm and the name of Jesus. While the Water of Life boys come up here and minister, reach out and touch him, and let him deliver you. Amen.
As fear and doubt come against your mind, has your faith been sorely tried? Lift up your eyes, here cometh your help. It is Jesus, he has been. And be healed in the name.
and make your life whole.
Joining Kathy Davidson and the Ministers of Music from Water of Life Church. She'd love to hear from you. You may reach her by email at kd@kdwol.com. Or you may write her at Kathy Davidson, care of Water of Life Church, Post Office Box 861-327, Plano, Texas 75086. You may find her on the internet at www.kdwol.com and on Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, God bless.